You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 16th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, Monday was a good day weather-wise, and a lot of spring activity went on. Some that were actually scheduled for today moved to yesterday because today, well, that's another story. The rain is going to cause some problems around the area. So they got things done while they could yesterday, and let's take a look at some of the things that went on. And it was a busy day for golf. A lot of golf competition going on yesterday. The Hawley girls golf team won the Heart of Lakes Conference first meet of the year in Barnesville as they were led by medalist Sophie Cook with a nine-hole score of 36. And Hawley won the team total as Barnesville came in second, followed by Purim. Purim junior Aubrey Zimmerman was the individual runner-up. And Bella Snoble of the Trojans wound up in third place individually. The Alexandria girls golf team won their first Central Lakes Conference meet of the season with a score of 356 at Rich Springs Golf Club, defeating Brainerd by one stroke, Sartell by two strokes. And Fergus Falls was fourth as the Otters came in with a 372. Individually, Shayla Nordland of Sartell was the medalist with a 79, and Fergus Falls senior Annika Jerkis and junior Annie Mayer shared second place with rounds of 82. Shay Katzenmeyer had a 103, Olivia Jurgens and Avery Tonneson recorded rounds of 105, and Hannah Johnson rounded things out for the Otters with a 110. Also in golf yesterday, the West Central Area Knights hosted their first home meet of the season at Tipsona Mounds, and they won really pretty comfortably with a 318 total. Hillcrest was second at 347 and Underwood third at 350. The Knights' Marshall Dewey and Mitchell Dewey both fired scores of 74. Marshall won the medalist honor in a scorecard playoff, and Mitch winds up second. There is also a four-way tie for third, with everybody shooting 78. Ashby Brandon Evansville's Trayton Nelson won the scorecard playoff and took third place. Otter Tail Central's Logan Kostelecki was fourth. Border West's Nolan Wilson came in fifth, and Thor Ewan of Hillcrest wound up in sixth place in that competition. So busy day on the golf course yesterday. Also, softball and baseball yesterday. Hawley beat Fergus Falls 11-2 in softball action. Wheaton Herman Norcross won twice against Hillcrest. Brandon Evansville swept Ashby 18-6 and 14-4. It was Rothsay beating Hancock twice, 12-2 and 12-1. And in baseball, Parker's Prairie, a 5-1 winner over Wadena Deer Creek. Dylan DeBilzen threw five solid innings in that one to get the win for the Panthers. Upsala Swanville area beat Breckenridge 11-5. Laquaparl Valley was a 16-9 winner over Hancock. Long Prairie Gray Eagle beat Brandon Evansville 6-2. Hawley 16, Lake Park Audubon 1. And Alexandria scored a couple of runs in the fifth and two more in the sixth, breaking a 5-5 tie and going on to beat Fergus Falls by a score of 9-5. So that's the local action from yesterday, a busy Monday around Lakes area. Pemberton Law Firm has locations in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria to better serve you. Pemberton Law, carrying a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates all the way back to 1883. You can also visit them online at pemlaw.com. That's pemlaw.com. Well, Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake. WNBA draft was held last night. And, oh, by the way, Caitlin Clark went number one, really. And I think we knew that, didn't we? There was a no doubter that she was going to be the number one pick by the Indiana Fever. And the Fever had the number one pick last year. They got South Carolina's Aaliyah Boston. And that's going to be a great combination, I think, with Caitlin Clark and Boston, the inside-outside combination there. And they also have last year's WNBA Rookie of the Year in Boston. And then Nelissa Smith, the number two pick in 2022. So they've had three really good drafts in a row, and look for the Indiana Fever to be a difference-making team in the WNBA, and Caitlin Clark to make a real impact on the league. Well, as for the Minnesota Lynx, you know, they traded the number seven pick to the Chicago Sky and got the number eight pick along with some other compensation. But Chicago used that number seven pick to get Angel Reese. And that was the consensus that she was going to go at number seven, whoever had that pick. And the Lynx miss out on her, but they wind up taking a forward out of Utah, Alyssa Pillay, and she was the former Pac-12 Player of the Year, and had some detractors among the experts in the WNBA on how valuable she might be or what kind of a role she would play with a team in the league. So we'll see how that plays out. Kiki Jefferson, a guard from Louisville, was chosen by the Lynx with the number 31 pick in the draft. So those were the two players that were chosen by the Lynx. Of course, we're looking at Team USA finalizing their Paris Olympics men's basketball roster, and several of the iconic players in the NBA are being named to the team, including the Lakers' LeBron James, Stephen Curry of the Warriors, Kevin Durant of the Suns, Joel Embiid of the 76ers. You're looking also at Anthony Davis of the Lakers, Devin Booker of the Suns, Minnesota guard Anthony Edwards, Boston forward Jason Tatum, Boston guard Jrue Holiday, Miami center Bam Adebayo, and Indiana guard Tyrese Halliburton are the players that have been selected so far. Team USA coach Steve Kerr will be coaching that team, and that Olympics, of course, in Paris coming up this summer. The Minnesota Wild down to one game remaining on the schedule. The Wild played last night out in Los Angeles, and they beat the Kings by a score of 3-1. Kind of an empty win, though, because the Wild are going nowhere after the season. Their season will be over after their regular season finale. Kirill Kaprizov had a goal and an assist last night. And the Wild, again, with just one game remaining on the regular season schedule in the National Hockey League. And they will be hosting Seattle in that final game on Thursday night at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. The Twins opened a three-game series in Baltimore last night, and they got beat by the Orioles 7-4, although there were some offensive highlights that are worth talking about. Ryan Jeffers and Jose Miranda each had three hits and drove in two runs apiece. Miranda had a home run, his first long ball since April of last year, and he also singled in a run, and Jeffers doubled in a pair of runners. Louis Varland allowed six runs, four of them earned, in his five innings on the mound. Twins and Orioles do it again tonight. Grayson Rodriguez, who is 2-0 for Baltimore, will pitch against right-hander Chris Paddock of the Twins. Paddock does not have a decision. He has an ERA of 4.15. Through his two starts, he has failed to complete five innings in either of his two starts. Game time today is 5:35 in Baltimore. The Orioles are 10-6, just a game and a half behind the Yankees in the East. And in the Central, the Twins, well, they are 6-9 and trailing division-leading Cleveland by 4.5 games. And that'll do it for our podcast today. Thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow we're going to be visiting with the West Central area boys golf coach, Craig Hunter, and also with softball coach Anita Heyer from ROTCE about the starts to the season for their two teams. So pass the word along. Come back and visit us again tomorrow on our podcast. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.